Controversy over a tax break for energy companies. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The state legislature just approved a package of bills that's causing a split between environmental groups. The legislation would lower a tax on a certain kind of oil recovery. Jake Neer is the Capitol reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network, and he's been following this story. Hey, Jake.
Hey, Rebecca.
So what would these bills do?
Well, the main bill in the package would cut the state severance tax from 6.6% to 4% for companies using what's called enhanced production or enhanced recovery methods to essentially clean out low-producing oil wells. So basically, they pump a bunch of carbon dioxide into the wells to help get relatively little amounts of oil out of them. And in other words, the companies would pay a lower tax rate on the oil they take out of the ground using that process.
What's all the controversy about?
Well, supporters of the bill say that process is pretty expensive, so petroleum companies tend to just say to heck with it and just leave that oil in the ground. So they say cutting the severance tax for this specific practice would encourage them to finish off the wells instead of moving on to new other pristine land to drill new wells that produce more oil for cheaper. But as you said, this is something that has divided environmental groups in Michigan. The Michigan chapter of the Sierra Club has been maybe the most outspoken against the bill, saying it would result in more oil production across the board, which can come, of course, with environmental risks, including air pollution. And they also say that simply big oil and gas companies don't need any tax cuts right now. They're doing just fine. So Democrats in the state Senate echoed many of those ideas on the Senate floor just last week. Here's what State Senator Coleman Young II had to say just before the bill came up for a vote.
I don't know about you, but I represent the interests of the people of Michigan, not foreign oil companies looking for bigger profits at the expense of our citizens.
But other environmental groups like the Michigan Environmental Council say this would not be a huge windfall for oil and gas companies and could actually mean some benefits to the environment. That's essentially what James Clift with the Environmental Council told me just this week.
They're pumping in an extra cost to get that last oil out of the ground. So, you know, maybe this will encourage the practice a little bit more. Shouldn't have it, you know, much of an impact at all on state revenues, but hopefully we'll kind of respect our resources and use them as wisely as we can.
It should be said that the Michigan Environmental Council is coming out neutral on these bills. They're not outwardly supporting it. Basically, they say that it just comes down to how well the state regulates this process.
Okay, so other than the tax break, what other kinds of effects might we see from these bills?
Well, there's also a big controversy related to this package because it would also expand eminent domain for the transportation of petroleum products. And now that would include carbon dioxide for this enhanced drilling process. And of course, whenever you're talking about taking land away from property owners, there's going to be serious concerns about how that process will play out. Other than that, also Democrats actually got an amendment to the package approved in the Senate last week. You might remember that just last week, Encana Oil and Gas USA and Chesapeake Energy were arraigned on conspiracy and antitrust violations related to an alleged bid rigging scandal. This bill could potentially actually prohibit the two companies from being eligible from that lower tax rate we've been talking about, and that's if those companies are convicted of any violations related to that scandal.
Okay, thanks, Jake.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Jake Neer is the Capitol reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.